where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Bernie Sanders presidential campaign lives on.
Bernie Sanders was in Salem, Oregon, a week ahead of that state's primary, with thousands of supporters celebrating his West Virginia victory.
We need an economy that works for all of us, not just the 1%.
Though the delegate math is not on his side, Sanders figures he can win in a place like Oregon with more liberal, mostly white voters. But his turning the numbers around depends on June 7th, if he can win California and New Jersey by large margins and sway some superdelegates to turn his way. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Donald Trump is said to have narrowed his list of possible running mates to 5 or 6 people.
One person definitely not interested in the job, former rival Marco Rubio. In his first national interview since dropping out of the race, the senator telling CNN's Jake Tapper.
My differences with Donald, both my reservations about his campaign and my policy differences with him, are well documented, and they remain.
Rubio signaling that his support of Trump is a matter of honoring his word.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. A federal appeals court in Richmond hears arguments today on Maryland's ban on assault weapons and large-capacity gun magazines. In February, a 3-judge appeals court panel raised concerns about the constitutionality of the restrictions and sent the case back to the judge who had upheld the law, instructing her to take another look at it using a more rigorous legal standard. Well, the state of Maryland appealed that decision, and today the full 15-member appeals court will hear arguments. The advice in the booming D.C. real estate market? Buy now or forever hold your peace.
It seems we've reached equilibrium, says Andrew Strach with Metropolitan Regional Information Systems.
What's interesting is with the months of supply being 2-plus months and the days on market being 14 days, one would expect that there would be some upward pressure on pricing, but it looks like there's just this right balance in terms of the number of buyers and sellers.
But he says things will change fast once interest rate increases start becoming the norm.
If you're looking to move, doing it sooner rather than later is something to seriously consider.
The median sale price in the D.C. Metro last month at just above $419,000 was the highest April level in a decade, he says. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Forecasters say the severe weather in the middle of the country isn't done yet. 2 storm systems today are threatening an area from around Dallas to near St. Louis. This after a day of severe weather yesterday.
The National Weather Service says it received a report of a tornado in Nebraska about 12 miles northeast of Grand Island. No reports of major damage there, but officials in western Kentucky say the tornado that touched down near Mayfield left damage behind. And Kentucky State Police counted at least 8 people injured. The newest storm outbreak comes as Oklahoma's governor declared a state of emergency for 15 counties that have been ravaged by tornadoes, severe storms, and flooding. I'm Jan Johnson.
The federal security officer charged with killing 3 people last week in Montgomery and Prince George's counties voluntarily surrendered 7 of his guns after a March court order obtained by his estranged wife. But officials didn't suspect that Eulalio Tordil was actually holding back 1 gun that he allegedly used in the shootings last week. In Prince George's County, a grand jury has indicted all 3 brothers accused in the March attack on a Landover police station that left a young police officer dead. 22-year-old Michael Ford, the accused gunman, was indicted on 55 counts, including second-degree murder. His 2 brothers, Malik and Elijah, indicted on a variety of other charges. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,928, the Nasdaq at 48,10. Sports, the Penguins put an end to the cap season with a decisive Game 6 victory. The Nats lose to Detroit. The O's beat Minnesota. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Okay, that's good.
He might change his mind.
No.
But he always tells the truth. Chris Plant.
9 to noon.
See how that works?
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway and Tyson's Interloop North, right near Route 7. Fire truck on the right shoulder and on the exit ramp. They mostly crowd that ramp. You're slowly squeezing by the crash. 66, a lot of volume this morning. Gainesville toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and coming up through to the Beltway. 395 from the Beltway to King Street, Shirlington 2, and across the 14th Street Bridge. Lanes are open on the southeast-southwest freeway. The earlier crash had been on the ramp from 9th Street to merge onto the freeway. Looks like that's been resolved. Southbound George Washington Parkway. U.S. Park Police say lanes are open, but south of 123, it's just been a heavy rush hour. Slow over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. And like yesterday morning, allow extra time for that road work over near George Washington University at 20th Street between I and K Northwest, with only one lane getting by. This affects E Street and up to 20th, and that's why that also affects that commute coming over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and the corridor approaching. Road work continues. Emergency repairs. Maryland Beltway outer loop between Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, and 214 Central Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to roll over the next couple of days with a drier weather in the forecast, and that means one dry day coming up tomorrow. A few showers today, first half of the day mainly, maybe a rumble of thunder. 70 this afternoon, mostly cloudy. Could be a passing shower tonight, 58. Tomorrow, just cloudy, no mention of rain. There's a change, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 54 in Woodbridge, 52 in Beltsville, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. While Donald Trump is holding massive campaign rallies, Hillary Clinton is spending her time at coffee shops and child care centers. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
The time is 8:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and aren't you glad you did? Coming up at the bottom of this hour, D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen to maybe push back on the Obama administration saying, you guys can't get your act together, we will shut down Metro. Really? I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
We won a big, big victory in West Virginia.
That was last night in West Virginia.
Donald Trump sounds different.
No, that's Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders won West Virginia. You know, and the reason is, well, it might have had something to do with what Hillary Clinton said about what she was going to do to coal miners.
Yeah,
you remember that? Yeah, I think we have that right here.
Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Yeah, I don't know if she knows this or not, but there's a lot of coal miners who live in West Virginia. I don't know. Tom Bevan, publisher and co-founder of Real Clear Politics, is with us now to sort of go through the numbers. And by the way, there's some national numbers that are intriguing. I would say intriguing. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. So, I don't think there was a huge surprise here, but, I mean, what do you read from the fact that Bernie Sanders continues to win and Hillary Clinton has not yet put this guy away?
Yeah, it's another example of the weakness of her candidacy overall. The fact that she cannot win these primaries. She's seen as the presumptive nominee based on the strength of the superdelegates. In fact, you know, she had West Virginia superdelegates side with her, but it's embarrassing for her that she continues to sort of slog through against a guy who he's running the best zombie campaign we've ever seen. He continues to raise money. He continues to get people to support him, even though he's kind of not going. He's been effectively eliminated. Now, Sanders is arguing, well, we're going to take this all the way through, and we want the superdelegates to reflect the vote, et cetera, et cetera. She's won more votes than he has, but again, it's just another example of her weakness as a candidate. She's sort of out of sync with her base. You just played that clip. I mean, she's just not a very good candidate.
Well,
she's even admitted that, but it continues to dog her.
That's a pretty rookie mistake to say before you're going into coal country states that, you know, here it is again.
Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Mm-hmm. That may be her desire, and it may be her policy, but it's not good politics to say it.
No, and I mean, look, go back to when she first started this campaign and all the gaffes when she, you know, rolled this out, and she's tried to make... you guys have watched elections a long time, right? You know this. I mean, voters, they understand and can connect with authenticity. And Bernie Sanders, whatever you think of him, he's authentic. And voters feel that. And she's the opposite of that. She's never had that authenticity. And she continues to not have it. And it makes it an ongoing struggle for her.
You know what they say about politics? The most important thing is to be authentic and sincere. And once you learn to fake that, the rest is all downhill.
There you go. Yeah.
So the way forward for Bernie Sanders, though, as you just said, he's basically mathematically eliminated. The only route to the nomination here is either swaying all of those superdelegates to back him at the convention, or for some reason Hillary Clinton can't come through and actually get the nomination or receive the nomination for one reason or another. So why is he still doing this? What's his agenda?
I mean, I think his agenda is, I was asking this exact same question, Larry, the other day, which is, you know, he wants to try and have sway over the party agenda and the platform and all that. I think he also, when you get into this race and he's got thousands of supporters, people sending him $25, $20, whatever, you know, he feels committed to them and needing to see this through. His supporters would say, look, he has made Hillary Clinton, this has been good for the Democratic Party, it's been good for Hillary Clinton in terms of, you know, her ability to be challenged on some of these issues, et cetera, et cetera. So that's their argument. The flip side is that it continues to embarrass her. And you know, Clinton's folks they're not going to say publicly that it's weakening her for a general election, but it certainly is highlighting the fact that she is not this juggernaut.
Right, which then turns us to yesterday's flurry of polls, Tom Bevin. And let's start with the battleground states from Quinnipiac. That Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio shows basically Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in a dead heat. Trump actually leading by 3 or 4 percentage points in Ohio. Is that partly because of Hillary looking weak right now and still not being able to put away Sanders? Or is it really just the effect of Donald Trump securing the nomination?
Good question. I think it's a combination of both. I mean, this was a shock to the political, you know, the chattering class, really, because there have been a lot of folks saying, look, you know, especially on the Republican side, you've heard a lot of these Never Trump folks say, listen, Trump's going to be a disaster, a 1964 debacle, you know, Goldwater wipeout, and you know, it's way too early, first of all, I think, to make that calculation. If there's one thing this cycle should have taught us, it's that we don't know what's going to happen. So a little humility is in order. But I think this also points to the fact that the country's evenly divided. It's going to be a close race. Hillary Clinton has 100% name ID, and she's at 42% in some of these states. I mean, she has a lot of vulnerabilities and a lot of baggage that she's going to bring with her to a general election. Donald Trump does, too. That's what's fascinating about this race. I mean, they're going to be two of the most unlikable candidates running one of the wildest campaigns we've ever seen. But I think it is going to be a very close race, and anybody who thinks otherwise is probably fooling themselves at this point.
I want to get to this other poll. Larry mentioned the battleground polls, and those are fascinating. The Reuters rolling poll has it at Hillary 41.3, Trump at 40. I mean, basically within the margin of error, dead even heat. They asked the question, if the election were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, how would you vote? 41.3% said Hillary. 40% said Trump. 18.7% said that they wanted another candidate or that they weren't going to vote, or they refuse to answer the question. So there's, you know, roughly 20% of the electorate out there that is not ready to commit to either. Does this speak to you about an opportunity for a third-party candidate, or is it just too late for that?
Well, I don't think it's too late. I was talking to someone the other day who's looked at this pretty closely and thought that they could get, someone could actually get in and get some ballot access, enough ballot access to, I think, 44 states by if they got in by Memorial Day. So I think there's still a window there, but it's pretty darn small. And the question is, who would that person be and who would they draw votes from?
Yeah.
Who would they effectively throw the election to? So I don't think it's going to happen. It's still a possibility. But this is the other interesting thing, Brian, that it speaks to, which is, you know, we could have an election where we have a decent chunk of the electorate, more than we've ever seen, stay home. After primaries where we've had record turnout, certainly on the Republican side, we're going to have two candidates with very high unfavorable ratings. That's even before they get into beating each other up for 4 months and tens of millions of dollars spent by super PACs to pile on as well. And they're two... To the middle of the country, there are two very unappealing choices. So I think that's going to be how that might come into play in some of these swing states could make it very interesting.
And that's why I asked the question, because if you have high unfavorables, that means that people don't really want to vote for those candidates if there was another choice.
Right.
And so you got 18.7% of the electorate that wants another choice, that wants to or doesn't want to vote because they don't like the candidates, and the two existing candidates have very high unfavorables, and if they it would suggest to me that if people have another choice, they might pull away from those candidates. Seems like to me there is an opportunity there, and politics loves an opportunity, doesn't it?
Well, we're always looking, certainly the media does, we're always looking for another good storyline. the convention chaos bubble has kind of deflated here, so maybe we'll sift around for it. But look, Mike Bloomberg has already ruled that out. I don't know if he's going to revisit it. It's kind of like, who would this person be that would step in and do that? A general or something? I mean, it's hard to imagine who that person might be to sort of take that on. But I do think there is, certainly more than we've seen in the past, there is an opportunity there. But it's just, at this point, it seems like it might be too late.
All right. Listen, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
This could be Vermin Supreme's year.
It could be.
Vermin Supreme, the guy up in New Hampshire with the boot on his head.
Thank you, Tom Bevin.
Thanks,
with
Tom.
Real Clear Politics. Time for traffic and weather now on WMAL. Let's check in with Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You got it. And on 270 southbound, it's been a long haul this morning. Lots of volume through Urbana, most of the way in through Rockville to the Beltway. I'm seeing very little break. Now, keep alert if we're coming right out of Frederick and off of I-70. Crash reported southbound 270, just south of 85, Bucky's Town Pike. So do keep alert. Once on the Beltway, heading into Virginia, just a little bit of volume now approaching the American Legion Bridge and through Tyson's on the inner loop north past Route 7. You'll see the fire truck on the shoulder, police on the shoulder, the exit ramp to 7, nothing blocked, but with all the flashing lights, that stretch of the Beltway quite heavy. Emergency road repairs are underway near Joint Base Andrews on the outer loop. Delays before you get to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, to where we have a very large pothole before Central Avenue in the second lane from the right. Now, the emergency truck is there to block that large pothole so we don't have any more flat tires, car damage. And then after the rush hour, I have to put the plate down. Then they'll come out and make the road repairs. Top side from College Park to Silver Spring bunched up. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a lot of rain. Today would be the 14th consecutive day of rain and a high today of 70. Tonight, overcast, chance of rain. Tomorrow, there is going to be cloudy skies, but tomorrow night, more rain in the forecast. The high will be 75, the overnight low tomorrow, 62. On Friday, thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Saturday, chance of showers, upper 60s. Sunday, looks like things might break, temperatures in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAO.
As Alexander Hamilton, there's a million things I haven't done. Just you wait, just you wait.
Well, you're going to have to wait a little longer to see Hamilton here in the nation's capital, but it has been officially announced now. The smash hit musical that's breaking records left and right on a daily basis on Broadway will be coming to the Kennedy Center as part of its national tour during the 2017-2018 season. Now, they haven't announced the dates yet, but and I've been tracking this thing. You know, this is my old business, this whole Broadway
thing. You know this stuff, right?
I know people in the biz. And, you know, they just announced in L.A. that it was going to play at the Pantages Theater in L.A. as part of this same season. And guess what they're doing in L.A.? And I bet you any money they're going to do it here in D.C.
What are they doing?
They're saying, hey, you want your tickets to Hamilton?
Yeah, and everybody says, sure.
Yeah, you want your tickets to Hamilton. Well, right. It's going to be right here at our theater. Go ahead and subscribe to the 2017-2018 season and ensure you get your tickets to Hamilton.
Oh.
And, of course, your question is,
Well, what else is showing?
What else is on the season?
And they say, well,
oh, yeah, we haven't worked that out
yet. Determined.
No, it's going to be.
That bothers me because
it's Hamilton
like,
and the Three Pigs
like when I go to iTunes or, yes. to get a song, and I want a song on iTunes, and they say you only get it if you buy the album.
Right, yeah.
That irritates me. I don't want to buy the whole album. I just want that song.
If you want to see Hamilton and the Kennedy Center,
I got to buy the whole album.
You're going to have to buy the whole album. Buy the season. What can I tell you? Or you can just go to New York where you can buy a ticket and see it. Well,
no,
in 2017 or 2018, maybe.
In a couple of years.
Yeah,
right.
It's about the same thing. All right, so there's that. Also in entertainment news.
Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about the side.
Meghan Trainor, you know that she's all about the bass,
well,
right?
Well, that's right.
Well, apparently, according to...
She's a curvy girl.
She is. Well, she's all about the bass. Apparently, according to the herself, Meghan Trainor, the people who put together her latest video, they tried to take a little bit of her bass away.
Oh, really?
They photoshopped her hindquarters in a way that
there wasn't a butt double.
They looked similar. No, it was her, but they sort of photoshopped it in and they made her look slimmer. And sort of took some of those curves away. And so she pulled the video out, and she altered it, and she put it back up there. Here's the new song. It's called Me Too.
And I don't need nobody else. Nuh-uh. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too.
All right, and it's all about self-empowerment and great body. It's all about loving who you are.
Yeah, but...
And so I'm putting two and two together here. This doesn't make any sense. I think we're being scammed.
You think so?
Yes, I think. Are you?
You're always looking for a conspiracy. No, though. You're sort of a conspiracy.
That's not true.
Guy.
That's not true.
You're looking for a conspiracy under every rock.
I've got a tinfoil hat, but beyond that, that's just for fashion purposes. That has nothing to do with the beams that are coming down from the satellite. Are you telling me that Meghan Trainor and her people didn't review the video before it was released and didn't notice this? It gets put out there, and then she makes a big show of pulling the video and saying, "No, I want my actual body." To be shown the way it's supposed to look, and the whole video, the whole song is all about positive body image and being confident with who you are. This is all a trick for us to talk. Yeah, you know, here's what I have
being
to say.
Played.
Yes,
is your thought.
This is what I have to say to Meghan Trainor.
If your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, then you're
she's lying to us. That's what I say.
Okay.
A couple of other quick things in entertainment. A search warrant for Paisley Park there, where Prince died of an overdose.
Paisley Park, Prince.
The DEA and local police want to get in there and see if there are drugs
police.
And stuff. Little late, isn't it?
Yeah. Police,
police
Paisley
in Paisley Park,
Park
for Prince.
Prince.
Yeah. Yeah, for popping pills.
That's
there at Paisley
like,
Park.
Yeah.
And finally, Emma Watson, the actress you know as Hermione Granger, that's a little know-it-all witch from Harry Potter.
Yep.
Apparently, her name popped up in the Panama Papers. That's right. She has offshore accounts and an offshore business in the U.S. British Virgin Islands. But she says, oh, it's not about, you know, because she's a big liberal activist now. And so people are saying, oh, sure, you want to be a big liberal activist, but you don't want to pay taxes in your own government. She says, oh, it's not about avoiding taxes. It's because I didn't want people to know personal information about me, as is the law in the U.K., so I just set this business up offshore. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We shall see. 822 on WMAL.
My name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. John Marshall Bank is 10 years old this year. I want to invite you to join the many businesses that already bank with John Marshall Bank. Visit johnmarshallbank.com and make the switch today. John Marshall Bank, the better way to bank.
Hey, when it's time to sell your home, choose the agent with the best system for selling a home on time and for the most money. And that would be my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time that you both agree upon, guess what? He'll buy it. Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees. You know, when Frank listed Lord's and Norman's Silver Spring home, guess what? It sold in 6 days. That's the power of Frank Prindle. Need more proof? The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. All agents, not the same. So please call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
When it comes to replacement windows, most of us don't know much. Should you settle for vinyl? Maybe wood windows. What about fiberglass? Who knows? You know who does know? TheWindowMan.com. Since 1989, TheWindowMan.com has been your local educational window company. They carry two legendary brands, Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with Altrex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your wood windows? Great, keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders. The Windowman can. See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295, our second problem of the morning now, a crash as you head south just past Burroughs before you get to Benning Road. Watch for police on the scene. Now, we already had delays on both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, so even that morning commute, still need to add extra time onto that trip. If you're heading on to New York Avenue, it's the signal light delays only, so don't have any problems reported on New York Avenue. Accident cleared. DDOT tells me lanes are all open inbound Clara Barton Parkway at Chain Bridge. If you're using Chain Bridge Road just south of the George Washington Parkway, it is just a solid lineup to get over the Chain Bridge. Glebe Road also slow on the approach. George Washington Parkway, heavy volume. Everyone, again, heading into town this morning caused big delays yesterday morning around this time. The road work on 20th Street between I and K in Northwest D.C. over near George Washington University. Only one lane gets by, puts the pressure on E Street, 20th, and everyone coming off of that Teddy Roosevelt Bridge as a result. Virginia on 395. We've cleared out, leaving the Beltway through just about Duke Street. You find delays before King 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and you can get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get a little more rain today. Not going to be a bunch of rain, but some. A few showers around, mainly during the morning hours this afternoon. Overcast and about 70 degrees. Might even mix in a rumble of thunder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees. It is now 8:27.
Yeah, we're on the brink of summertime here in Washington, D.C., and, you know, there's some things that you can just rely on, count on, and look forward to as summer in Washington. You know, if you're Harry Reid, you start lamenting the stench of the tourists there around the Capitol. Remember when he said that? What a guy that Harry Reid is. But for the rest of us, there are some things that we love about Washington. The fireworks on the Mall, of
course.
You can
literally smell the tourists there coming into the Capitol.
There he is. Ah, good old Harry. We love the fireworks at July 4th. We love all of the various festivals around town, right? We let the summer is a great time to be in Washington, and one of the things that we look forward to, of course, was the screen on the green. This is a tradition that for the last 17 years has been sponsored by HBO, where you go and you take your picnic, you take your blanket, you go and watch a movie out there on the Mall, and you got the Capitol in the background, you got the monuments. I mean, it's just it's a beautiful thing, and I'm talking about it in the past tense because guess what?
It's gonna not gonna be
it's done. Yeah, HBO and Comcast have decided to discontinue hosting Screen on the Green. Friends of Screen on the Green contacted multiple entities trying to find new sponsors, but they can't do it. And so if you got to see Back to the Future and the Poseidon Adventure last year for free out there on the Mall, you were the last ones.
Wow.
Goodbye, Screen on the
Green.
That's
a sad deal.
It is. 8:28 on WMAL.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
All you have to do is point. We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim's literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally-based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen. Listen, Metro may be shut down if the feds say, if you don't get things straightened out. How does he feel about that? We'll ask him right after the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The West Virginia Democratic primary goes to Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders had another good primary night last night, winning the majority of the 29 delegates up for grabs in West Virginia. But Sanders still faces long odds in his campaign to upset Hillary Clinton, who leads him by about 300 pledged delegates.
Correspondent Chris Freight's presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump won the Republican primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who steered Ted Cruz's convention delegate effort, says Donald Trump needs to be demonstrably conservative if he hopes to unite the party.
Maybe he is supportive today of socially conservative positions, but it's hard to have a lot of faith in that given the history. And so it's one of those things where actions are going to speak louder than some words.
Cuccinelli spoke on the PBS NewsHour. At least 45 people have been killed in a car bomb attack in Baghdad, for which ISIS has claimed responsibility. Officials looking into Prince's death are now interested in a doctor that a warrant reveals saw the singer twice in the month before his death.
Local sheriffs as well as officials from the Drug Enforcement Administration showed up here back at Paisley Park to further their investigation. This, as the Los Angeles Times has gotten a hold of some documents that say the day that Prince died, that they interviewed the people who were here. One of those people was a local doctor who actually showed up at the scene with test results for Prince because he had seen Prince twice before in April, including the day before Prince died.
Correspondent Stephanie Elam. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,928, the NASDAQ at 48,10. Sports, the Caps stage a stunning comeback but send Game 6 into overtime, but then they lose to Pittsburgh, ending their season. Baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lustine Auto Mall. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.org.
Drive and discover event at LustineDodge.com offers up select vehicles with 0% financing for an incredible 84 months. Plus, check out the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica now in stock. 1,000 vehicles all available with Auto for Life and lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustineDodge.com. DC Metro's big full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine, but when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe, to the very core of my being, that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lying and distorting the news to help elect another liberal president? Do what I did. Go to TellTheTruth2016.org and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's TellTheTruth2016.org.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
3rd Street Tunnel. We have a crash in the northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel right near the U.S. Capitol exit. This gives us delays off of each direction of the southeast-southwest freeway, linking up with that delay coming out of Virginia back near King Street, so through Shirlington and across the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway hung up before you get to the overlooks heading down toward the Key Bridge, and also in on inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Watch for volume approaching 20th Street between I and K Northwest, with only one lane getting by the construction project. Inner loop of the Beltway, Virginia, leaving Springfield through Annandale, Tysons. A lot of the stop and go. Have a crash reported in the backups now near Braddock Road. On the Maryland Beltway, it's been active this morning. Had a large pothole. Crews went out there to put a plate over the pothole. They'll repair after the rush hour. That's outer loop between Route 4 and 214 Central Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky returning once again as we go through the morning commute. A few showers around. Go through the day. Cloudy. Maybe a couple of showers until about midday. A thunderstorm possible. Not likely. 70. Tonight, a passing shower of 58. On Thursday, mainly overcast and up to 75 with no mention of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Woodbridge, 54 in Bowie, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It looks like the folks at the Department of Transportation have just about had enough of what's going on with Metro right now. A big story that has come out that suggests that the Secretary of Transportation says, and I quote, "We have the power to shut you down, and we will shut you down if things don't get better, and things don't get better quickly." And here's the question. What would you do if you found out that the Metro system was going to be closed? How would you react? Because I sort of get the impression this is not just idle talk. I get the impression that they're serious about this and that the Department of Transportation is beyond exasperated. Apparently, at one point when we had this big, you know, fireball, this electrical arcing that we've all seen on social media, they were told that they could not come in and investigate for a while. They were blocked for doing that. This did not sit well with the Department of Transportation, and now they're talking about the possibility of shutting down Metro. How would you react? How would that change your life? Give us a call, 888-630-9625. In the meantime, they have said, look, you've got very a short period of time to do a couple of things. We think you need to reduce the length of your trains because you can't really support, the power system won't support that many cars. And secondly, you need to slow the trains down. So what this means for in the short term is even if they don't shut it down, you're going to face more crowded trains, you're going to face longer waits to get on a train, and when you get on a train, it's not going to get you there very quickly. So the situation is so dire in the minds of the Department of Transportation that they are now saying, look, you got to do this, and by the way, if we don't see huge changes, and we mean big safety changes quick, we're going to shut you down
yep.
so fast it'll make your head spin.
Yeah, Secretary Anthony Fox said, we have the ability to withhold federal funds from Metro, we have the ability to shut Metro down, and we're not afraid to use it. I wonder, and I'd love for some ambitious member of the media to ask him exactly what ability that is. Are they deriving their ability to shut Metro down by sheer virtue of being the federal Department of Transportation, and they can do this to any city? Or is it specific to Washington, D.C., because the Metro here in D.C. is linked with the federal government? I'd love to know that, because I was unaware the Department of Transportation can go into any city and say, okay, you can't run these buses or these trains anymore.
Well,
that's fascinating.
It'd be interesting to see what his authority is, but I know it has to do with funding, because they do provide some funding to this.
So this is all about, and some enterprising young politicians on Capitol Hill should start making this case. And around the country, they should start making this case. And I'll roll it out there so that they can pick the ball up and run with it. This is all a result of one-party rule. There is one party that has been completely in power in this city from well before the Metro was installed in town. One party was responsible for getting the funding. One party oversaw the planning. One party oversaw the implementation. And one party has overseen the maintenance and coordination and management of Metro. One party. And when one party is completely unaccountable and they know that they have power, heck, they can even throw a crack-smoking mayor up there and support him, and that party will continue to dominate the politics in that town. That tells you one thing. Screw the riders, screw the voters, screw the people of the Washington metro area. We're never going to lose our power, so we can throw hundreds of millions of dollars down the toilet, give jobs to people who are our cronies, give great contracts to all of the union members because they're going to support us in the end, and there's no accountability. And now, sadly, the chickens are coming home to roost, and the riders on Metro are paying the price for it. 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, a woman paid her life for the incompetence in the L'Enfant Plaza fire, and nothing will change until the political members of the city are faced with an actual challenge by another party. And it's never going to happen, sadly. But this is the result of, this is corruption at its best, and it's the result of one-party rule that's completely unaccountable to the voters.
I'm going to play, I accused you kiddingly a short time ago of being, a conspiracy guy. I do see an evil hand at play here. Look, do I think that the Metro system needs money? Yes. Do I think it needs to be fixed? Yes. Do you hear comments from Anthony Fox, following, by the way, comments by President Obama that say that we need to spend money? Yeah. I think they're making the case to hit us up for a lot more money. I think that's what this is all about. Show how dire the situation is and then ask for money. On the line now, D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen. Councilmember, when you heard the transportation secretary say that we can shut you down, what was your reaction?
Oh, well, first off, good morning. And apologize for being a couple minutes behind schedule. If you'll believe it, I was actually on Metro.
Well, you should have expected to be late.
Exactly. Well, hey, in terms of what the transportation secretary was saying, I appreciate the urgency with which he's bringing to the issue. But, you know, I think what we've got to have is our Metro general manager or Metro board really tackling this with the urgency that it needs.
Well, I guess what he is saying is I don't see them making the moves that suggest to me they understand the seriousness of the situation.
I think that's a hard sell for me. When you look at the new general manager, this is a guy who shut the whole system down one day. He's shutting stations down when he finds a problem. I got to say, as somebody who takes Metro every single day, I ride the Metro rail, I ride the Metro bus, it actually gives me confidence to see the level of urgency that he's bringing. I think we had the first time ever every manager pulled together in one single meeting. It's kind of a shame that it never happened before. It maybe speaks to the past leadership of Metro. But I do have confidence with his new general manager. I think he's bringing in the level of urgency that we need.
Councilmember Allen, since you acknowledge you were a little late with us, we've got plenty more to discuss with you. Would you mind staying over? We got to let all of our listeners know about the traffic and weather here. As you know, it's pretty important. Stay with us, would you?
Happy to hang on. Thank
Excellent.
You. Thank
so you very Councilmember much. Charles Allen from the district stays with us as we discuss this latest development with Metro. So you'll stay with us as well.
It is now 8:43. Traffic and weather in just a moment.
It's time. The time. When players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs. On NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Aquinas Company have partnered with Homes for Our Troops in providing windows for the homes of our local heroes. Now, as you know, the Thompson Aquinas Company, they design, they build, and install their own windows. A local company that does it all. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made in their local factory for our local climate. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving comfort of your home. They can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down and no interest, no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. And here's the thing. When you do that, you'll also be supporting a company that supports our local heroes. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK to receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 18 months. The number again, 855-57-CREEK.
845, and as promised, it's WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, and then we're right back to Councilmember Allen.
All right, and on the line of Metro Rail, only thing they're dealing with right now is on the yellow line, some residual delays to Greenbelt because of the door problem. The rest of the line and system should be running up and here are on schedule. Now, big problems on the Maryland Beltway continue. It's a huge pothole that crews have been dealing with, caused a number of flat tires. This is on the Maryland Beltway outer loop, north of Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, second lane from the right. You'll see the work crews. They're blocking that lane. They're putting down a large steel plate. Then they'll do the fix after rush hour calms down. Heading in through town, northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash near the exit for U.S. Capitol. 66, it's just been about the volume. No late incidents. Virginia Beltway inner loop near Braddock Road for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky returning once again as we go through the morning commute. A few showers around. Go through the day. Cloudy. Maybe a couple of showers until about midday. A thunderstorm possible. Not likely. 70. Tonight, a passing shower 58. On Thursday, mainly overcast and up to 75 with no mention of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is now 8:47. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
And we continue now with Councilmember Charles Allen, Washington, D.C. Councilmember Ward 6. Is that right, Councilmember?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you for joining us. So let's get back to the Secretary of Treasury here threatening to shut down Metro. Under what authority? Just because he's Secretary of Treasury, he can shut down any Metro transit system that he finds unfit around the country? Or is it specific to D.C. Metro because of the federal government's involvement?
Oh, you know, I think this is Transportation Secretary Fox. He actually doesn't have the ability to just shut down the Metro system. And frankly, because the federal workforce is actually very dependent upon Metro to get to work, you know, I think he's trying to make sure he shows folks that he's taking this seriously. You know, they just they took a whole bunch of their Metro board members off and replaced them. I think he's trying to show that he cares a lot about this. He's trying to make sure there's urgency there. But having...
Wait, hold on. Because Secretary Fox said, and I'm quoting him now, I will have no hesitation to shut down the system. Now, you were saying that he has no authority to shut down the system, so he's just grandstanding?
I don't believe he has the authority to do that. We are three sovereign jurisdictions here, the district and Virginia and Maryland. We have a board of directors. We have an interstate compact that helps govern our metro system. Now, our federal partners are a partner. They're a part of that. And we certainly want to work with the transportation secretary. But I think that shutting down the metro system when your entire workforce depends on getting to work, you'd really be talking about almost shutting down the federal government.
Yeah.
And that's not something
that agreed.
I agree.
He has said that what you need to do is reduce the amount of power that's being used by the metro system because the power system can't meet the demands that are being placed upon it currently. He's saying you need to reduce the power, the trains need to go slower, the trains need to be shorter. As you know, that's going to create a little bit of havoc in the system that's already under stress.
Well, that's certainly what he looked at after the most recent incident a couple of days ago where the insulator essentially exploded on the platform. And I think we've got to look at how we do how it draws the energy. You know, I'm sensitive to that because we also need to make sure the trains are running on time. We have to have a safety culture. We have to make sure that the trains are running safely. And nobody wants to hear slowing down the trains or shortening them. But we should be looking at all options to make sure that we have 100% confidence that it's a safe ride. You know, I got to think about this. Am I going to put my kid on Metro today? Am I going to put my mother on Metro today? You need to have confidence that it's a safe ride.
All right. There's plenty more to talk about on this issue. We talk about it almost daily, and we will continue to do so as it develops. But we've got to leave it there, unfortunately, today. We do appreciate you joining us. Look forward to having you again, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That's Charles Allen, council member of the District of Columbia, Ward 6.
It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Climate change isn't just impacting the environment, it's also impacting your health. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. New research is adding to the growing body of evidence that indicates vascular health is affected by the air we breathe. Researchers at Drexel University looked at EPA data on air quality, specifically particulate matter, which is the quantity and size of particles of dust, dirt, smoke, and liquid droplets. They found that for every 10 micrograms per cubic meter increase of particulate matter, incidences of stroke rose over 1%. Southern states had the most particulate matter and the highest prevalence of stroke. States in the West had the least particulate matter and the lowest rates of stroke. The researchers also observed that temperature impacted air quality and stroke risk. In general, summertime means worse air quality and more stroke incidences. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or one.
talking with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
This is the 14th consecutive day of rain, and when the rain comes heavy, have you noticed that the water is coming over the edge of your gutters and it's splat, splat, splatting on the ground? You know what that is? That's the sound of trouble. That's trouble because you could be damaging the foundation of your home. Your soil could be eroded away from the foundation of your home as well. If you just called the LeafGuard people, you would never have to think about this problem again. It's more than just an inconvenience. It can actually damage your house. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system. It's perfectly engineered to let the water in, keep the leaves and the debris on the outside, which means it won't clog. It has a lifetime no-clog warranty. No more climbing the ladder. No more reaching your hand in that unspeakable black yucky stuff. No more cleaning your gutters. And if you thought about it and you said, well, I sort of want to do that someday, now is the time to take action. This month, get 75% off labor. 75% off labor and a $200 Visa gift card with a qualifying purchase. Schedule your free, no obligation gutter inspection and estimate online today. Call them and just go to this website, guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. One more time, guttersmaryland.com.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Road Trip Giveaway. Sundays in May, you could win free slot play, trips to Tropicana Las Vegas Resort, or the grand prize, a Toyota Tacoma on May 29th. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It is now 855 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still a big delays, Brian, for the rush hour. We'll start Maryland Beltway with the emergency crews on the outer loop as you leave Joint Andrews Air Force Base. Big delays before Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, right over Ritchie Marlboro, where only the left and the right lane get by a large pothole. And again, the emergency crews are out there. 295 northbound as you come off the Beltway toward the inbound Douglas and the inbound 11th Street Bridge slow. The freeway quite heavy to get over the outbound 14th Street Bridge. Had a report of a crash there. 395 still slows out of Shirlington to get you into town. 66, have no late troubles, but boy, you wouldn't know it. We have very heavy delays remaining. Beltway jammed up out of Springfield toward Tyson's and again at the Legion Bridge. 270, it's been a long haul this morning. Most of the way past 109 and again Clarksburg down to the Beltway. Traffic update is brought to you by Washington Hospital Center. MedStar's Washington Hospital Center, one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get a little more rain today. Not going to be a bunch of rain, but some. A few showers around, mainly during the morning hours this afternoon. Overcast and about 70 degrees. Might even mix in a rumble of thunder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, 856.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelli at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with sedation dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health will make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
So tomorrow's Thursday, the day that Donald Trump comes to D.C. to try to unify the Republican Party. We'll have among our guests Jake Tapper to talk about that.
That'll be cool. We'll be back in 8 hours for Washington's Drive at 5 to take you on your commute home. And coming up next, Chris Plant. Hey, Chris.
And there he is now.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Facebook. How about this Facebook thing? I love this Facebook thing. I think a lot of people are on the Facebook, and a lot of people seem to get their news and information from the Facebook. Let's see what your reaction is to the whole Facebook thing. And, of course, hunting cats and dogs for food in the streets of Caracas, Venezuela.
Of
Viva
course.
La